Can you record now? Look at you.
Figured
Look
out.
At you recording.
All right.
Yeah, fuck yeah, Honey Heist.
That was fun.
Yeah, Honey Heist.
Mm-hmm.
I realized, too, we didn't give any of the bears names.
Nope.
We just used our own.
We just used bears. Our names.
No, I think it was
Honey Badger. It was Black Bear and Grizzly Bear.
Yeah. Mahogany's Edgy Thief. Was it Black Thief Bear?
It was an incompetent Black Thief. Yeah, that's what it was first. But then I had to re-roll Thief.
Yeah. Well, we can't be copying. I wanted to give each everybody, you know, something to do. Because if you all
diversity.
Because if you all got grizzly bears, that fucking sucked.
Yeah. True that.
Coming with Terrence or a fucking Kevin with the clutch fucking save at the end.
That was good. And Kevin died.
And Kevin died. It's tradition.
Yep. Oh, God. These are all spoilers.
It's already out.
Oh, well, we did it live, right?
It's live.
Like, we literally just finished streaming it live.
Sorry.
We didn't see it.
Spoilers last week.
So out of 10 on Honey Heist, what would y'all rate it?
Solid 8.5.
I will agree.
8. I think 8's good for that.
8. It's not perfect, but it's pretty damn good.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's not perfect, but it's pretty damn good, I think.
I wish there was some more information, just like a little bit more.
A little bit more. I think there's some ambiguity there between bear stuff and criminal stuff, but maybe that's good for, you know, kind of DM.
Well, I mean, I think it's like you don't always have to roll either. Like it says actions. When you act and the outcome is in doubt, roll a d6 if it's equal to or under. So it's like some of the stuff, you know, we didn't always have to roll, but I think it makes it more like, what's the word I'm looking for? Like the stakes are higher if you have to roll because you can fail.
You can always fail at something. I mean, how often do you just fall down?
Yeah.
Because that fucking at work, I fell down twice within 10 minutes.
It's not like bears are kind of clumsy. Anyway, so.
But no. Yeah, we unlocked the safe to get Abraham Lincoln's honeycomb. We all walked around. Or Kevin decided to have the great idea of following the guard.
Totally came up with that idea.
What would have happened if we...
The brains of the operation.
That's good. That was a good idea. But what would have happened if we grabbed the hat first? I wanted to get that hat, but
that was part of the honeycomb. I was saying it was on top of it.
Okay, I gotcha. I thought there was a hat and the hive in there. The honey hive. The beehive.
Yeah, it was the honey.
Called a honey hive. Honey hive sounds like a strip club.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
It does, actually, yes. Like it objectively sounds like a
very stickly strip club.
Stickly. That's not a word.
Stickly. It's a word.
You can't even use it in a sentence.
We've used it in so many sentences.
Yeah,
wrong.
He drove stickily away.
0 cents.
Does that mean he's driving a stick shift?
No. It means that he was sticky while he drove away.
I mean, you guys
did have
honey.
A whole honeycomb. Yeah.
I'm surprised we got. See, I had no idea how to fucking use the flashback mechanic, where it's like you have a flashback where you set something up. Does that mean you kind of got to just like,
oh my god,
I stored a gun here? What?
Stickily is it is an adverb and it is a fucking word. So fuck off. Mm-hmm.
What's the definition?
Give us the sentence.
It just says in a stickily manner.
Hmm.
Okay, here you go. And then I let the receiver slide stickily from my sweating hand.
Yeah.
All right, fair enough.
I think that word is almost as good as moist.
Stickily like and moist.
The adverse of moist.
Ew. Stickily. Oh.
He paid the old man and walked back down towards the car park, chuckling to himself, ice cream seeping stickily over his wrists.
Yeah, see?
Wow.
That's a good one.
It's a great word.
It's a long sentence, but it's a good one.
I stand corrected, because I was having trouble finding a way to say stickily without just using the word stickily to describe stickily.
It's a little bit of an awkward way to say things, but I kind of like that.
Like, it's definitely a, like, a word for a book, not really a word for speaking.
One of those books, you know, they make you read in high school, yeah, that isn't very fun to read. You read the whole thing, but you still don't understand what you
Where
read.
Where the Red Fern Grows.
No, I Am the Cheese. I read that book, and I have no fucking idea what happened in that book.
W-H-A-T what?
It's called I Am the Cheese, and apparently some kid gives his sick dad a piece of cheese because he's in the hospital. And I remember, because in the metaphor, he's like, he ate a hamburger and it sat like a brick inside of his stomach. And that's all I remember from that. So thanks, mm-hmm. summer reading in Carlton County High School. You really helped me out.
Mm-hmm. That sounds, it's called, it's called what again? Give the
I
cheese?
Am the I am the cheese. Hold on.
I am
I'm not cheese. Making this up. I am.
You and, say that.
I Am the Cheese. It's by Robert Cormier.
And it's a metaphorical work.
I think so. There's a film. I don't want to watch that.
There is a film.
To a movie?
Of I Am the Cheese.
Oh, I just want a synopsis plot. Where's the plot? The novel opens with the protagonist, Adam Farmer, biking from his home in the fictional town of Monument, Massachusetts, to visit his father in a fictional town of Ruttenberg, Vermont. The story alternates with transcripts of tapes between the subject and Brent, and receives psychotherapy for and is interrogated by Brent.
So interrogated or interviewed?
Interrogated. As the book continues, it is revealed that Adam is the subject who was formerly Paul DeMonte of a small New York town. His father, David Farmer, was a newspaper reporter who was enrolled in the witness protection program. I don't know what the fuck even this means. I hate this.
Hmm. You didn't get it then. You don't get it now.
I just I don't I fucking mean, follow.
You I are the cheese. Just be the cheese, noob. Just be the cheese. Noob.
It has that's 4.5 stars on Amazon.
Hmm. I'm mad at this. Much a...
You can't account for taste. I don't know. Some people, man.
Maybe I just have bad taste and fucking books suck.
Some stuff like that's like interpretive though, and so if you liked your interpretation of it, then you give it, you know, 5 stars.
This is why I don't read. Mm-hmm. All y'all is always talking about your fucking.
Yeah, I mean, 90% of the time we're like, it's audiobook. You know, we're not actually reading now.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure if I listen to the audiobook of I Am the Cheese, I still wouldn't understand it.
I feel like that would have a really boring narrator. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think it would have a good narrator. One of those
old book on tape narrators.
Like,
before they cared.
Yeah, right. Yeah, because I went back the Dragonlance books. Those were like great, like when I was younger, you know. And when I used to be on the road a lot, I would I got those from I don't know if I got those from the library or something, and we'll try to listen to them, and you can't. Yeah, you can't. After some of the ones, I mean, some of the audio books are on Audible and stuff like that are really well done, and after doing that, it's just like. I mean, I would crash eventually. I would just fall asleep and crash. So I couldn't do that. But
I still wonder whatever happened to that one kid that used to let me borrow his Dragonlance books and would get so mad at me because I would always return them with like little stains on them because I always read while I ate. But like that kid did so, like he did so much for me. He let me borrow those books and I never would have known where to go to find the books, known which book was next in the series. Like if it wasn't for him, I would have just been like starved for fantasy stuff to read. It's amazing. I want to thank him, but I can't remember his name. Oh, I can't remember his name, and I keep going, like every time I think about going through the yearbook to see if I can find him, I get sidetracked. I'm so ADD. I just fucking forget what I'm doing. Like I think his name was Chris, and like I remember like Smith? I didn't have my own 7th grade yearbook. My brother and I shared my 7th and 8th grade, like he was in 8th grade, I was in 7th, and we shared a yearbook, and he kind of like ruined a lot of the pages in that book. So
you want to know a book I was excited as a kid? The Cirque de Freak Vampires Assistant books.
I don't
not know what those are.
Well, they made a really, really shitty movie about it and ruined everything I loved about it.
Oh, is that the one with what's his name from
John C. Reilly?
Walk Hard? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, no,
I watched that movie. It was pretty cool. I liked it. I mean, I probably would hate it if I read the book, but
there was no Monkey Girl. There was no Monkey Girl.
Yeah, see, that's why sometimes it sucks to have read the book first. Yeah.
And I don't even know if these books hold up anymore.
Hmm.
But I can get all of them on paperback for $44.99.
Heck yeah.
Or hardcover for $400.
I'm mad that I finished the book that I'm reading, that I was reading. Like, it took me, I wasn't trying to read it quickly because I know the next one wasn't available yet. But man, then I finished it and now I'm pissed because the way it ended was such a like, what the fuck cliffhanger. And I want like the children of blood and bone, and then Children of Virtue and Vengeance. And the third one's coming out next year, I think. I'm like, why isn't it next year yet?
It's coming out. I mean, I don't know how many times. There's several series I've read where the people either, like the author either died or just, Patrick Rothfuss just never wrote the next book.
Like, I don't know if she's even finished it or not. I don't know. But I know they're working on the freaking movie or series or whatever. And I feel like that's why it's taken so long.
Don't watch it. Who's doing it?
Is it Amazon?
I don't remember. I have to look it up. I don't remember off the top of my head. I think that sounds about right, though.
Yeah. I'm sick of Netflix canceling my shows, too. I know they
cancel
Midnight Gospel Season 2.
They canceled Cowboy Bebop live action.
That sucks.
Yeah.
It was better than I thought it was going to be, and I was actually excited for the second season. I was not excited for the first one until I watched it, and I was like, okay, that was pretty good, even though I was pissed.
I thought it was amazing.
I heard it was awful. I haven't watched it because I was like, I don't want to watch it. It's awful.
No, it was good. The worst thing about it was, like, Ed was my favorite thing about the series, and she doesn't come in until, like, the very end, so that was obnoxious. But it was good, though.
I'm waiting for Bee and Puppy Cat to come to Netflix. It says it's coming in 2022, but we're halfway there, and I don't see it yet.
I don't know
what that is. What is that?
It's so I knew about this show back when I was, like,
I do know in what that is.
High school. And they put out a series on YouTube, basically just a small animated pilot of it.
Yeah.
And now it got picked up by Netflix and I still don't see it yet. And I'm upset because I really want the show to be a show. Cause that's all I got for it. Watch it.
That's good. I don't like to know too much about it.
It's called Bee and what?
Bee and Puppy Cat. It's cool for kids too.
So we watched a cool movie last night. Like, Toger fell asleep before it was over, but did you guys ever watch The Mighty Boosh?
Yeah, some of it. I love that.
I so
much time.
Not Noel Fielding, but the other guy. That wore like the little sparkly suits, but the other one, not Ulrich, but the other one.
The one with the crazy name.
The mustache guy.
With the mustache, guy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So he plays the lead in a movie called Mindhorn, and it's on Netflix. It's like a fictional 1980s cop show, and he was like the lead in the cop show, and you know, he's like a washed up actor now, and the police need him to help do something, and silliness ensues. It's very fun. It's very good. But as it was going off, I was like, "What's that guy's name who directed Alien and like other stuff?" Ridley Scott. Ridley Scott. I was like, Ridley Scott? But he's like, he didn't direct it. He's a producer on it. But that just surprised me. Very much surprised me. He's very British. Very funny.
Have you guys watched The Bear?
The Bear.
No, but I heard it's amazing.
That's all I keep finding out about. It's amazing. I don't know if it's a comedy, but apparently it's Kitchen Life. And Mahogany, you guys, or Mahogany and Kevin, you'll appreciate this. The main character drinks out of a quart container at some point.
Out of a port container?
A quart container.
Oh, a quart container. Gotcha. Yeah.
You know, like all kitchens do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's like, finally, they got the details right. This is what
it's the little things, right?
Sitting on a milk crate, drinking out of a quart container.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Especially in the summertime.
Yeah, while you're smoking a cigarette.
Mm-hmm.
I don't smoke cigarettes, but that makes me want one.
I just remembered a story that I've got to tell on Noob Show.
Well, we're on Noob Show, so spit it out.
Yes. The slap in the train story. And I don't know if any of y'all know this story. But
slap in the train?
Slap in the train. I know Terrence knows the story.
Sounds like a jam band.
Joker. No.
I know it isn't, but it sounds like one.
This is, all right. At a
sounds
bar,
like a masturbation story. Go ahead.
Not at all.
Spanking Thomas.
The story goes at the Ice House, a bar in town here, which is right along the train tracks. Like, it's the train tracks, the parking lot, and the street, and then the bar. A young gentleman was up there drinking quite heavily on his birthday.
Was it you?
And no,
did
no,
his name
no.
rhyme with Evan?
No, it does not at all. he will remain nameless, and by the end of the story, you'll learn why.
That's Terrence.
But decided to get quite plastered, and all his friends who were there with him allowed him to get quite wasted. And
was it his birthday?
On their way out, when they were leaving, the train was rolling by, and Drunky McGee on his birthday thought it was a good idea, drunk as shit, to go slap the train.
Oh my God!
It was definitely Terrence.
Trains, while going through, you know, residential areas, are limited to like 50 miles an hour or something.
Which is still fast as fuck.
Yeah, as fast as fuck. And they also weigh, you know, tons per car. Like, you know, 30 tons or something like that per car. So they displace a lot of air and create a large vacuum of air. And will suck a person underneath a train if you go up and literally try and slap a train.
Never heard this.
So now, well, one night, right not too long after it happened, Terrence was upstairs at the Ice House and decided that we were going to get so drunk we were going to slap a train.
Did the dude die that slapped the train?
Eventually.
Oh.
But from his train slap injuries?
Yes.
Oh my God.
He was sucked under the train.
Oh, Kevin, you were talking this up like it was going to be some kind of comedy stories. Like,
you're laughing the entire time. You're telling it.
It's funny to us. Terrence has
it's not
a
funny
way of making it.
Yeah, maybe Terrence should have told the story, because no.
You're just like, and the dude died. I'm like, oh, Jesus, man. All right.
Well, he's dumb enough to do it, and his friends were dumb enough to let him try.
How old was he?
You got to start putting a disclaimer on the show, dude.
There is.
Like, more disclaimers. More disclaimers.
Morning, Kevin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So did Terrence go, or did y'all stop him?
No, he knew that it was a bad move before, like, when he heard the story of it happening.
It's dangerous to get drunk in that bar anyway, especially in upstairs, because the steps are like, it's literally like,
yeah.
I don't know if you ever went hiking.
They redid the steps now. Like,
That
just
takes
recently
half
in the last
the fun out of going
2 years.
There.
Well, they're still 30 steps to go up to get to the bar.
Yeah, but they used to be able to pretty much 30 steps. I mean, like 30 rungs of a ladder. It was, I've fallen down those steps a couple of times. Like, All the way.
Well, knowing you, how drunk you like to get out at bars, that doesn't surprise me.
It's a, yeah, that bar is, I just like going there, though. It's fun. It's a fun bar.
What bar is this again? The Ice House?
Ice House in Somerville, yeah. There's actually a nice restaurant downstairs, too. It's good food.
I've fallen up the stairs way more than going down the stairs.
Why? You use your hands. You have to use your hands and your feet to go up those stairs. So you can't do that on the way down.
Right? If you're too drunk to get up and down the stairs, you don't need to drive.
Well, what they do is make sure you break your legs on the way down so you can't drive. It's safer.
Yeah.
So that's not fair to say. Some of us can't see past our boobs to see the steps, so it's easier to just make sure you have something to hold on to just in case.
Yeah, I think that building was like older or something because those steps, there's no way those steps code.
I think back in the day, it really was an ice house.
What the hell is an ice house?
That's what I was going to ask. Back before refrigeration.
Well, they used to make beer, right?
You would get a block of ice delivered to your house. And you would use that in a... That's why it's called an ice chest.
Oh, see, I thought ice house was just a beer.
No, it was... Wow. There were... at a train stop, you would get the big blocks of ice delivered to, and then they would deliver that ice to the town.
So they'd chop it up and, like, cut it into cubes or something, and...
Yeah.
Is that beer still around?
Yes.
Ice House?
Yeah.
It's battling it out with PBR and Miller High Life for the cheapest beer to drink while in college.
Yeah, that's where college age, I think, was probably when I remember drinking it a good bit. But I remember it being like probably the stronger of the cheaper beers that you could get.
Yeah, I was going to say, I feel like that's what... That's what it's known for. It's trying to get drunk for cheap.
Yeah. I mean,
is that what Miller High Life is for?
Steel Reserve.
Oh, yeah. 211. Whew. That stuff's rough.
I mean, this is why I don't like drinking anymore.
Yeah.
It doesn't taste good, man. Yeah, well, Matt. No, it don't.
I mean,
alcohol tastes bad.
I don't drink as much as I used to.
I drank a whole bottle of champagne yesterday.
Ooh, that celebrating? Would give me all the headaches.
I wouldn't celebrate anything, but the liquor store that right across from my brokerage office, there's a liquor store.
Uh-oh.
And so I go over there a lot, and and I've convinced him to start stocking my favorite gin, but he was out of it. So I bought some other kind of gin, and he just gave me a bottle of champagne as a token. It's a token gift for being out of my gin.
You were celebrating getting a free bottle of champagne by drinking the champagne.
Well, I might as well drink the free stuff. It was decent champagne. I guess I'm not a champagne connoisseur. I know it was called champagne, and apparently it has to come from a certain place to be called that.
The Champagne region of France.
Yeah, Champagne, mm-hmm. France.
It's like how there Parmesan comes from the Parmesan region of France.
That's not a real word.
It's Parmesan.
Parmesan cheese.
I worked at Zaxby's and I had a guy look up and said, "Man, what's Parmesan?"
It's like, "Oh, you're gonna hate yourself when I say the word right."
Honestly, it seems more fun to say it that way. Yeah.
Aluminium, Parmesan. Say it
in my head.
Well, that was a hoot and a half.
Cheesian.
I want to say you guys are the third noob show I filmed this week.
Damn, dude, you're on the roll. This is the first noob show I've been on in, like, I don't know, a year.
Months. Yeah. Well, I've been a while. A lot of life shit's been happening. I'm busy with work and yada yada life shit.
Schedules have been changing.
It's the first ever RPG Revolver he was on.
No, it wasn't.
No, I've been on a couple others. Because I was on the... I think that was. For sure, I was on another one. Maybe that was before we started calling it RPG Revolver, though. I've been on one other one.
Yeah, because you weren't with the
space one, the one that you ran, Kevin, the space one, right?
Like the Kevin didn't run an RPG Revolver.
He wanted to run a Starfinder.
Frakes did.
Oh, Frakes did. That's right. It was Frakes did that one. I was on that one.
That was such a long time ago.
From the Gablins.
Hey, Matt, you know how
I know that was RPG Revolver because we had to do like, you know, I made like little marketing things for it.
You want to know how we should celebrate you coming back, Matt?
What's that?
How's close that? Close us out. Go ahead and see them skills.
www.homebrewdetritus.com. You can go there for all your bear penis inquiries. We also have some cleaning products on there available for stickly keyboards, things like that.
My keyboard's stickly.
If we've made you chuckle or made you laugh, you know, consider throwing us a dollar or something on Patreon. Patreon helps us kind of keep things rolling, buy new cameras and lighting, and maybe next time we'll get better hats on the Honey Bear Show, Honey Bear Heist.
Honey Bear Show?
Whatever.
Hey, what kind of cheese do you think Missy Elliott likes?
Parmesan.